connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Anyone listening?
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Anyone listening? This is KCHGPT. Anyone listening? KCHGPT, Cliff.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8WWT.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is K0ACP monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Bravo.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Anyone listening? This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Standing by, anyone listening? CBT clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeating. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeating Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Anyone listening?
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Is anyone listening?
Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. How you doing today?
Doing good, thank you. Good morning, TF. And the name here is Don, Delta Oscar in November. Over here in Detroit, Michigan, Clinton Township, Michigan, is where I live. What's your cute case, by the way? This is KCBT. Over.
Yeah, the name here is Cliff, Charlie Lima, India, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, and I live in Clinton Township, too, around about 16 Gratiot area.
He's just next door neighbor, then. Yeah, I'm over here. 14 Gratiot, where I live. Good to hear you on the band there, and the Mecca band. It's a good band because, you get clarity from other people, and it's a good repeater because it goes different locations that you can make contact with. So it's always nice to get connection with different people that different locations are. Of where they at in the QTH there. Anyways, I'm going to hear an ICOM 12, well, it's an ICOM 2100, let's try and look, see, and using a J-pole wire, well, actually it's a J-pole antenna, and it's pretty good J-pole. It does pretty well for me anyways.
Well, you definitely sound good talking on all of that. You got full quieting going on. I don't hear any background noise or anything like that. So it sounds like a nice little setup you got there.
You sound pretty good yourself. And it's always good to hear that's very clearing. And what I like about, when I talk on this computer, and it's a nice computer, it really is. I'm impressed with how well it works. Anyways, I just heard a few people. I made one contact at HF on 20 meters and made a contact there. Here are some other bands opening on 17 meters, 15 meters open, 12 meters open too. Highway, KCCPT.
Yeah, I don't get down below 6 meters too often, mainly because I don't have the gear for it or anything like that. You know, equipment's expensive. But yeah, I go 6 meter and up, and still manage to score some good stuff here on the 2 meter band. Occasionally making contacts from like, you know, 40, 50 away just because everything was just right. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I have a 6 meter radio, but I don't have it connected into the apartment because I'm sure they have restrictions about that. And I want to make any complication. Oh, the neighbors hear noise and hear my voice through the phone or through the stereo. And that's the one thing 6 meters is good about doing that, because that's why I don't want to hook it up, because I'm live in an apartment. If I live in a house, it'd be a different situation. But being in an apartment, you got limitations about that. So I prevent it from not hook up anything and turn it to a 6 meter, because they might complain about they know it's coming from here. They know they will complain to the landlord about it. So I got my limitations about living in an apartment. And well, very good. And I use the it's a Almo transceiver 6 meter band. That's what it kind of. And then also it's a nice radio I bought years ago at Michigan Radio. That's where I bought it from. But he went out of business years ago. He's not in business like he used to be back years ago when I bought that radio. KCHCP2.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the expenses down and this sort of thing. I just raised up an alpha antenna UV6, which seems to work pretty well from 6 meter through 70 centimeter. And as a matter of fact, that's what I'm talking off of right now. And the radio that I'm actually using is a TYT-TH9800. The left VFO on it is quad band. It does 10 meter, 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 centimeter. And the right hand one is just 2 meter and 70 centimeter. But that's what you're listening to right now, is one of those.
You're doing a good job from over here, although you don't live too far. So you're very full quality and into the repeater too as well. Yeah. I just, the 6 meter, I used to have a halo. It's called a halo antenna. I don't know if you heard those kind of antennas before. It's square, and you could put, and then it's square on top, and then it gets a long pole right on above it, and the halo's on top from that pole. Well, it's all in one, you know. And then you got your magma on the bottom that you put on your car. I made a few contacts on the band. I remember one year at my parents' place up north, I made a contact on 6 meters to Alaska. And down the Philippines, too. That's when the band was really hot. I mean, the soy flares were so hot. I mean, I couldn't believe that what was coming through that 6 meters when it was opened up like that. You know, they got layers of band. They got layers like when the bands are open, and the propagation is perfect, and that then the band's open all day long, which it was that day. I was impressed with that. I mean, I couldn't believe my ears. I got somebody in the Philippines and Alaska. And anyways, it's a fun band when it's open, but you got to have patience for 6 minutes, because you don't know when it's going to open, when it does open during the day or during the night, or when it's hours of the night or hours of the day, when it does open, you know. But you got the advantages on 6 meters, but if this opens up, when it does open up, that's why they call it the magic band, you know.
WHCMN, repeater.
Yeah, they do. It amazes me that I speak to myself. It amazes me how far I can reach with that band and how well everything sounds when it's working good. So, yeah, it is a lot of fun to play with. And as far as the 2 meter stuff goes here, yeah, this is a good repeater. It's the repeater itself is located in Mount Clemens, and it's got two receiver sites. There's one in Warren and one up in Richmond, so you just about got the entire county covered here on this particular particular frequency, KFA-DBZ.
Roger that, Cliff. Yeah, it's impressive review. I got links and all the different Babbitt Peter of, I think it's at Richmond and over here, not too far where we live, about reaching that fire. So I got links to both of those sites and that, and that's why a lot of people that get on it, you don't know who you'll talk to until you tell what the QTH is. You'd be surprised where you're talking to that far away. And I talked to somebody at Lansing, this far away in Clinton Township one day, and somebody way up north I talked to too, he says, boy, it's amazing. He said, you got that far just to talk to somebody like me and get out that far, he says.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Well, that's happening because the repeater that you and I are on right now is connected to the Central Michigan Emergency Network system of 2-meter repeaters. There are actually several of them scattered throughout the state, and they are all linked. So, yeah, you can talk over a good portion of the state of Michigan right from where you're at with no trouble whatsoever. Matter of fact, about half the state right now can hear both of us talking.
For example, you think Florida can hear us down South Florida? You think they can hear us in different places like that?
Right now, straight up RF, probably not. But there's at least one, if not two or three, of the repeaters that you can actually connect to using Echolink on your cell phone. And you could be anywhere in America and do it that way.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. That way you make contact with this place with a cell phone, then, you know, and the leaks and that. You can talk to different people on that, you know, when you want. Yeah, I really enjoy this repeater. I have it on there all the time when I turn my radio on. I'm with the Yusika Club. I used to belong to the club a long time ago with Yusika. They deal with emergency and that, Yusika Emergency. When they have emergency, they usually let people know in the air. I think that they do that, let people know in the air. But they usually let people know that tornadoes come in or else if there's emergency, someone broke down the side of the road, usually that's emergency. We usually stop to help the person that is have trouble on the side of the road, like a car broke down or something like that. But anyways, they deal with emergencies only and other things, too, that they deal with, you know. But I used to been a member of the USICA a long time ago, but there's a good group of people there, and I really enjoy the club. I really miss them and all that, but anyways, when COVID came out, that's when I stopped going. My wife was going there for a while, too, with me, and we stopped going all together, and I stopped going all together. I was very faithful about going there every month because of the meetings that I did. They usually had dinners there, too, also, as well. But it was pretty good. They have Christmas parties. All those clubs have all different kinds of events going on. That's what I like about USICA. They have all kinds of events going on.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Well, if you're up to joining in with another one, we're getting our feet back under us and getting moving again. The Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. I'm a member of it, and as a matter of fact, this repeater belongs to them. And they do a lot of the same stuff that USICA did.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Well, I don't know yet. I still got to debate and decide if I go and join any club. It'd be the first one club I'd be attending to then. But thanks for advice, and thanks for about the info, information about your club, and maybe I might just drop in and visit for one day and that, and maybe if I like it, oh, I'm sure I will, because I like any amateur radio club, any place, anywhere, because I always enjoy the clubs that they have, you know, different places and much about the area, and I've been a ham for a long time, for many years now. It's been fun, but joining USICA Club was a great, and also I joined another club years ago before I joined USICA, was the, I can't remember now. Anyways, USICA was the second club I joined. It was really good to enjoy them. But anyways, back to you, Cliff, KC8, CP2.
Well, one thing I can advise you to do, too, if you want to hear a whole lot of us for a little while, Sunday nights at 5 p.m., if you tune into this repeater, a whole lot of repeater networks throughout the state all get linked together for the State of Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps Net. And it'll run anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour. It starts at 5 p.m. And they'll exchange news on what's going on with their various local sites and stuff like that. So you can listen to them. And this one here, ours, Macomb County ARPSC, we have a net every Thursday night at 7 p.m. except for the third Thursday of the month, and that's when we actually have our in-person meeting.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a really good thing to do, to check into one of your nets and hear this was going on at 5 o'clock Sunday evening then, too, and get all the different locations of places that, you know, of hearing what's going on and that. So it's always good to hear from different radio places, like radio clubs that tells you what goes on and that. So it's always good to want to get that information right out, because our clubs usually have like technical support, not, which is a technician that, you know, they sell and buy, they trade and all that too on Sunday nights also. And it's good, it's always good to trade and also to buy and all that too. It's like you know, like Radio Shack, where you buy something and, you know, you want to buy something from Radio Shack, but it used to be Radio Shack years ago, but they went out of business a long time ago. That's why I heard about ham radio from them. But anyways, it's always good to get out there and throw out your call, let people know that you're out there and that, and have a come back, have a good conversation. It's always good to get involved with clubs too also as well. But yes, I would do that. I would find out more about it on Sunday nights and also Thursdays. I'll probably end up checking in, see if I'm not there on Thursday night at 7.
Well, good. Look forward to hearing you. They do run as a directed net. And so they got a specified sequence of call-ins. Just sit there and listen. And when the call-in description fits you, like say stations between 14 and 20 mile road or something like that, when the description fits you, that's when you check in. And usually what it is, the way they do them is they pose a they'll pose a question. You know, like the last one we had, that was last week, because our meeting was last night. No, not last night, night before. But last week's net, the question was, you know, can you find your way around the county using just the address and stuff like that, you know? If your, you know, cell service went out, how would you get around? Do you know how to use paper maps, all that kind of stuff?
Not very sure about the I like the words, but I don't know. I'd probably get lost if I use a map of a paper map, though, you know, like you said there, Cliff. But it's always good to learn and get something out of that, too, you know, get all the info that I could get out of your meetings, that if I went to one of them and I hear from them, hear from one of the people that do check in there or not, you know, I could get more information from them like you're giving me now, you know. But anyways, Cliff, I'll let you go now, and I'm going to check out here. I'm going to say 73 to you there, my friend, and you have a great weekend, okay, my friend, and God bless you. This is KCCPT, I'll be clear.
Alrighty, Don. Good chatting with you. Good meeting with you. Look forward to hearing you on the net. And with that, I will say 73 and all the other good numbers to you as well, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. KFA, DBZ, clear and monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
CMA TAD, monitoring.
This is KF3FQN listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Hello.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W8CMN.
KFAFQN, I'm sorry about that.
Did you do that yourself, or did you do that with the help of a computer? WAZ.
NAWCD, can you find you?
K8YMU, this is NAWCD. Good evening to you. Hey, if that's your new radio, it sounded pretty good. I hope your day went pretty good as well.
It is, actually. It went well, thankfully. Smoother than what I was thinking, but glad to be over. We got one more left.
Well, I'm happy for you in that way, especially when you go in and it's like, oh boy, it's going to be one of these days. I'm glad for the end result there, but I'm glad for the result there on your radio. It sounds real good. Good modulation. Good clear signal into the repeater.
Good. Yeah, I got kind of the basic setup for right now. I haven't done any mounting, and just only have like a handful of channels in it right now. But just wanted to see if it worked and kind of go from there. I did some of the code plugs for it. Today on my downtime, so I got a lot done. Now I just have to push it to the radio.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, at least that saves you some time. Like I said, it gives you a little bit of lead time there. You've got all the behind-the-scenes work done, kind of the tedious stuff, I guess, and now you can put it in the radio and build as you go and run with it from there.
Yeah, now to see if the DMR end of it works. So thankfully, the system that it uses, I'm very familiar with it, so hopefully everything's put in there right, and I guess we'll find out here later on. Find out tomorrow.
Yeah. I was, you were texting me earlier. You said it was similar to the TYT. So I mean, hey, you're familiar with that, and the kind of the ins and outs of that, building that, putting it together. So. That's pretty good. I'm taking it. Kind of has like a program to download that stuff, kind of like the PYT, or did you have to do a lot of that manually?
It's got its own software. The software is like super. It's very, very easy to use. Bridgecom set it up, so their system is pretty easy to use, pretty straightforward. So a lot of that stuff I have to look up and do, but it's not horrible. I actually found an old code plug for the TYT that you've got. So I just kind of copied and pasted and moved and adjusted and stuff with that. So it seemed to work.
That's great. I'm glad. I'm glad for you. Well, like I say, I guess you can build on it some more tonight. Of course, you've got a couple of days off. Man, you're going to be tired. I'm sitting there thinking... When you signed off last night, told me you've been up since 3 o'clock and you've been to the meeting. I thought, man, he's gonna fall asleep in his chair and that's gonna be it. But you're just staying busy there, I guess.
Hey, mind you. Yeah, I stayed up until about 11 o'clock working on this. We had to run to the store and. Couple of errands, and so I just finished it up, or, you know, finished the downloading up, and then, you know, got it plugged in, and put in just a handful of channels, analog channels, and then worked on the rest of it today.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Like I say, at least it gives you, you know, gives you the dual band analog and also the DMR side as well. Of course, that's, you know, that's what you need specifically for your use, and especially it'll work well in the car. And it's good to have a handheld, but good to have a mobile having that capability as well. So I think it's a win-win for you. MEW speaking.
What'd you get, Dave?
I ended up getting the Anytone that I sent to their Wally.
Did you get the Pro or the, what was the other one? I can't remember. WAV.
Yeah, it's the nice one with all the bells and whistles and stuff. And it paid a little extra for it, but it's worth it.
So you ended up with the plot.
Well, good for you.
All you guys back at it. I heard you talking. I was just curious which one you ended up with.
Yeah, I appreciate the input there. And so definitely happy with the radio. I just got to finish it up. Hopefully I get the DMR end of it figured out and done up right. So I guess I'll find out later.
Okay. You need some help, you got my number.
Alrighty. I appreciate that. Thanks, Wally.
There'll be a DD clear.
See you, Wally, and I hope you have a good rest of the weekend there. But it sounds like a good radio for you there, David. And then, like I say, glad you were able to get that. And again, I think it's very useful to you.
Yeah, I think so. Got GPS on it. I can run APRS on it, easy. There's all sorts of nice things to it, so I'm looking forward to getting it all finished up and mounted. I just got to figure out where I want to mount it.
Yeah, that'll come. I mean, you know, at least where you're at in your schedule now. You know, it's not like you just got the Monday off and then the Tuesday work and Wednesday, you know, at least you got a couple of days break to kind of tackle the project and figure it out, and, you know, like say, program it and get it mounted and such where you want it. But I'm sure in that part of it will come together too.
Yeah, I've been eyeballing a couple of mounts on the website, and the, sorry, my brain's not working today. It's been a long day. I've been eyeballing some mounts that I may look at. Thought about putting it up on the dash, but I don't want it up there, especially if, it doesn't look right. Ergonomically, it's not right, so we'll do some more looking here and price things out. I may put it where the old radio was.
Yeah, that would probably be best. You know, you definitely don't want to want it up to where it's, you know, seen through, you know, through the window, you know, you want it down where it's kind of out of the way, and, I would agree with you probably where your other radio was, but like you say, I think how you do it, you know, you kind of map it out, plan it out, see what's available as far as mounting, and you know, systematically put it together, you know, comes into play, to the place there.
Yeah, for sure. So, how was your day? What did you guys end up doing?
We've had a pretty good day here. Really haven't done a whole lot. I listened to the radio, you know, the break today. I heard a good queso on this repeater earlier. In fact, I think one of our newer members was kind of encouraging, you know, kind of pointing someone towards ARPSC, and gentleman said he's hoping to check in on the net, but yeah, it was good to you, so I think it was Darren and another guy that were talking, and good to you, so, and like I said, he was kind of pointing towards the ARPSC, so hopefully hear a new call sign. I didn't get all of his call signs, but it was, I think it started as a KCA, if I'm not mistaken. I'm an AWC.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I like to hear that. And word of mouth is a good way to get the word out and get people interested. So I'm liking that. Definitely looking forward to Skywarn. Like I said, we're going to try to bring some of the go-kits here to the Skywarn class to kind of show things off and maybe give us a little bit of advertising.
I think that would be a good time to advertise it, absolutely, especially, you know, with Skywarn class and, you know, other you know, potential possibilities, radio uses there, whether it's in the pre-planning or warning part of it, up till even the... hopefully you never have to use it at the after effect of severe weather. So I think it's good that you're bringing them there. And, I think that's great. And again, there's another opportunity there to advertise the group, too.
Okay, so we'll see how it goes. Talking to people at work and trying to get some interest there ARPSC and Skywarn and ham radio and different things. So hopefully we might have some people from work jumping on at least the Skywarn end of it.
I think it'd be a good idea. Absolutely. And, you know, many years ago, it's, you know, interesting that, you know, that Skywarn's always been offered, you know, by the county here, but I remember years ago, a couple of us from Shelby went to a Skywarn class that actually the college put on. I thought, again, it's, you know, the same type of class, but, you know, why not? I mean, people in the field there, you know, it's your employment, would benefit from it.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot that are interested in weather and, you know, being out on the roads, and, you know, they're concerned, and so it kind of, you know, puts the concerns, minimizes, you know, the concerns, and, you know, helps them out as well while they're on the road.
I would agree with that. I would agree. So well, hopefully, like I say, it's going to get a good turnout, whether it's amateur radio operators or you know, other amateur radio clubs or public safety employees, whatever the case is. I think it's great. I'm kind of surprised there's not more than one class here, but you know, hey, we'll take what we can get, I guess.
Right, exactly. Well, then, I am home, so I'll hop off here. But this is a good conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening, stay warm, and if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thanks, we appreciate it very much. And if you need us also, let us know. But, yeah, long day for you, long weekend. We'll let you head on in and get warmed up, sit back and relax. Some dinner, enjoy your family there, and we'll let you head inside. But thanks for the ride along, good conversation tonight. Tell everyone hello, and 73's an interview with you and the family. Catch you down the page. NAWCB will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73. And you need to get Mom to eat while you're in Euclid.
NAWRO, NAWRO, NAWDR on WAHNAC.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO, NAWRO. This is NABZR on the 7.2.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is NABZR testing a new antenna. I'm 7.2. Anybody got a copy?
NABZR. This is KF8DBZ. I got you. It's going in pretty good. There's a little background sizzle going on, but that could be conditions or anything like that. Sound good. Very readable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your call sign. I had the volume down. I'm bouncing around this room here trying to keep your fancy staple to work over.
KFATTZ. It's Quip, Brian. You're doing all right there.
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, thanks for coming back to me, man. I just built a Edbong J-Pole, and I got it on the Discord, and I just stuck it in the PVC pipe, and I was just checking it out. Man, this VNA thing is amazing. I think everybody should have one. They're awesome for $50, you know what I mean, Otis?
Maybe at some point in the future for me, just not right now. I saw the picture. I thought that was pretty cool. And I'm glad you got to put it together and up and running. Like I said, seems to be doing all right.
All right, well, that's good. Thanks for coming back. Okay, this is 73. This is NABZR. Back to work.
Got that, Brian. 73 to you too. Have fun. This is KATVZ. We're in monitoring.
Number 8, Whiskey, Julia Lima. Jay, you were on the Fenton machine. 146780 is Fenton. So, there you go. Alright guys, take care. W8FP.
Yeah, thanks Sean, that's awesome. NADVR, 73 is Jay, NADVR clerk.
W8FUK, 40IQ. Yeah, Sean, and I just thought I'd ask real quick. Did you happen to go to the Livonia swap, and how did it turn out? And was there, do you have any success finding or selling anything?
No, I did not go. I went to breakfast this morning. We had a pretty small turnout. And then I had some hardware store house stuff I had to do, and then I had to a couple other things I had to do, some shopping. So my day was pretty much filled with just mundane stuff. So. But I am eating some nachos here, but supplemented, eating some leftovers and supplemented with bean and cheese nachos. So my fingers are kind of holding the microphone kind of weird because of it. I'm going to get back to the nachos and finish up with that.
Yep, 7-3, thanks for coming back. And one of these days I'll meet you at the breakfast when the weather is warmer and I can get out to that breakfast area. I just hope I don't destroy your image of your facial, the image of what you put in your mind when you talk to the people, you get an idea of what somebody might look like. And no, I'm not the son of Roddy Dangerfield. KE4Z will like you clear.
No, I got a pretty good mental image of you. I'm picturing Paul Newman in his prime. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
Yeah, thanks for making my day. K4CYQ, clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.